You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:15pm with Darren Owen, James Millman and Sean Quinn in the studio. A very good Friday to look forward to as well, with day one of the Charlie Hall meeting at Wetherby, National Hunt action at Uttoxeter as well, card on the flat at Newmarket, Wolverhampton and Dundalk in the evening, and it's also the start of this year's Breeders' Cup on Friday evening as well. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm very well, thanks, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to an action-packed weekend.
Yeah, very busy weekend. Some good jumpers back out. We've got the Breeders' Cup over in America as well, which will capture quite a bit of attention. Yeah, pretty good all round. Just starting with the Breeders' Cup, Craig, I get the impression you're not that into it.
No, that would be very fair, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will be. I'll catch up with it on Saturday night at some stage. It's an early start, so I'll probably miss the first few by the time I get back from the football. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's some good races. Obviously, Golden Horn. You know, you want to watch him, see how he continues his progression. Obviously, the ground conditions are probably not going to be absolutely ideal, and we've got Glen Eagles as well. So it's more of a spectator meeting for me rather than a punting meeting, if you know what I mean, Mark. I like to sit back and just enjoy the action as a racing fan rather than get involved with betting. It's something that, you know, there's little angles into some of the races for me, and I just like to sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Have a busman's.
And the last two races as well. You mentioned Golden Horn there, and then you got American Pharoah and Glen Eagles if he takes to the surface and everything else that goes with it in the last two races. It's a real big end to the meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, though, they're definitely the two races of the most interest, and they should provide, hopefully, real exciting viewing.
Mm. Before we get to that, we've got some good stuff at Wetherby on Friday afternoon and Newmarket. We're going to look at a couple of races at each of those venues. While we're on the subject of Wetherby as well, the Charlie Hall is the big race of the weekend. Some exciting jumpers back out. I'll just spin through the betting as it stands at the moment for the Charlie Hall. Obviously not declared yet, but Q Card and Dynast are the 7-2 joint favourites. 5-1 for Ballinagore. Many Clouds 6-1 with Menora. Holywell 7s. 8-1 for Irish Cavalier. 12s for Rocky Creek and Sam Winner. 25-1 for the Romford Pellier. And Alderbrook Lad is 50-1. If those horses turn up on Saturday, Craig, what a renewal that'll be.
It is, Mark, and you know, we touched on it a little bit on the show on Wednesday night, and we had a look through at some of the runners, and there's very few angles into the race, you know, in terms of betting, because when the rain arrived yesterday, I was straight onto the races when I arrived in the office looking for some angles, obviously, for soft ground, because even though it's only eased from good to good to soft in places, where, what was it, 15 to 18 mil yesterday, there's further rain forecast, obviously, Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
So I do think the ground conditions will ease ahead of the Charlie Hall on Saturday. But it's a difficult race. I mean, the penalised runners at the top, I think, may struggle, but saying that, Menorah won last year with a penalty.
Yeah.
So you certainly can't discount them, although the ground will be softer. Yeah, I thought the three runners, you know, that was at the front of the market were right. Dynast, Q Card, Ballinagore. The three horses that go well fresh after a break. No problems if the ground dizzies. And Ballinagore, you know, if pushed into a selection at this stage, would probably be the one, knowing how well he goes fresh. And he's done nothing but improve since moving to David Piper a few years ago.
Mm. Would you break up any clouds if he runs? They obviously wanted the rain for him. Had a remarkably good season last year, winning the Hennessy and the Grand National. What do you make of him if this is his reappearance?
He's tough as old boots, isn't he? And his record at Wetherby as well is real good. Two wins and a placed effort from three starts there. You just have that nagging doubt in your mind when you look back at previous Grand National winners.
Yep.
and what happened to them the following season.
Yeah.
Not many go on to win an awfully lot more races, but there's not many Grand National winners that were in the class of many clouds that carried such a big weight off a mark of 160.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's difficult. You've got to watch him to see how he goes and you know, make sure he's the same old many clouds that jumps and travels in his races. But, you know, he's only eight. I hope he continues his progression this year because he's a real likeable type. And he won his very first race at Weatherby when he won his bumper. He beat Yorkus that day. So, and it's exciting. Yeah, you know, if he comes back at the top of his game, Mark, 6-1 could look value. But, like I said, you can make a case for probably six runners in the race. It's that good a renewal.
It is. Hopefully, all of them will turn up, and it will be a cracker. The stat about the Grand National winners in the past as well. I've looked through them in recent years. I don't even think they've won a race again after that, let alone something like the Charlie Hall. So, interesting to see how he gets on.
But like I said, you know, that was a remarkable performance of 160.
It was.
You know, the previous national winners would have been off lower marks and of less quality animals, but. It's a horrible. It's one of them stats, Mark, that just sits there and nags away at you. But you know he's a grand horse.
Mm. We also have the William Hill Handicap Hurdle at Ascot on Saturday. Nabucco and Sign of a Victory, 5-1 joint favourites at the moment. With us, Sign of a Victory, a very impressive winner in the race last year. Aruba Deland is 7-1, 10s for Clue Nicole. Closest Friend also 10s with San Benedito and 12s or bigger for the others. Any thoughts there yet?
I think Rubo Deland could have gotten to handicaps off a very lenient mark. He's only had the one start, so he may lack for a little bit of experience over hurdles because his one start came at Wincanton when he beat Gateway on that occasion. But for four runners, that was a very warm novice hurdle.
Hmm.
And I think he could have gotten here off what looks a lenient mark of 135. Obviously, last year's winner, Sign of a Victory, you know, should run his race again. He had a quite a light campaign last year, and he's got a lot more improvement to come at the age of six. He is 14 pounds higher this time around, but he certainly isn't passed over easily here. But I think the Paul Nichols 7-year-old could be very well treated on his handicap debut.
All right. Anything else on your mind, Craig, before I move on?
I think the corner, Mark, there's so much good racing to look forward to. It's been head in the form book.
Good stuff. Let's move on to Friday's racing then. Craig's got four races picked out for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, what we'll do is we'll spin through these in time order. So we start in the 125 at Newmarket, which is the Bosra Sham EBF Filly Stakes. It's a listed race over six furlongs for the two-year-olds. Where do you want to start in there, Craig? Because there's a few nice two-year-olds in there.
Yeah, we'll start with the two horses that run against each other, the two fillies Upper Air and the Firth of Clyde Stakes. That was a Group 3 over six furlongs, Mark, and Priceless was coming there after only one run where she bolted up in a maiden at Haydock, and you could see the way she went through the air race that, you know, she was lacking experience in that kind of company. She was slowly away and got shuffled back and ended up in a poor early position in the race. But she made some real eye-catching late headway to run on for third. Only Mine, who eventually finished second, was in a much better position, was ridden close to the pace and, you know, ran a good, honest race. But I think Priceless, of the two, is certainly open to the more improvement, and she'll know mentally, she'll know a lot more now with that run under her belt. She's had 41 days to get over that. I think she's an exciting filly. There's a slight doubt about the ground, being by Exceeding Excel, and she's a very long striding filly, Mark, and if it does, you know, turn softer, it would be of slight concern, which obviously would bring in Fine Blend into play. You know, she improved in enlisted racing in France last time over five furlongs. I don't think for listed company that strong, that form is overly strong. Lil's Joy was second. You know, I've seen her a couple of times in the North at Catterick, and she's a filly, you know, on the small side and done really well this year, to be fair to her connections. But if it did turn up soft, Fine Blend would definitely enter calculations here. But I think the horse that's open to the most progress and the most exciting horse in this field is Priceless. And providing it's not too soft, she'll take plenty of beating in this listed race.
priceless, the selection for Craig then in the 125 at Newmarket. To Weatherby next for their 215. This one is a listed handicap chase over 2 miles and three furlongs. We've got a field of eight here, Craig. Which ones have made the shortlist?
Yeah, there's one really stands out here for Newmarket, and that's Theatre Guide, a horse that can go very well fresh. And I think he may be worth chancing off what is now looks a lenient mark of 140. And he's a horse that can go very well fresh. He takes a big drop in grade here for me. And I think he is the one that looks best in at the weights for this listed handicap chase. Obviously, there's Danger's Mountain King is still progressing. He's only a six-year-old. But for me, he's run his best races on a sounder surface on right-handed tracks. Wakanda representing Sue Smith. The horses are getting there. You know, but they've yet to have a winner this month. And the horses coming back from a summer break are tending to need their first outing. Firth of Clyde was a decent novice chaser for Malcolm Jefferson. You know, it was slightly disappointing last season after winning at Weatherby, but we know he goes very well at the track. But he's probably a 2.5 mile horse. For me, off the ground, definitely needs to improve his jumping. And Shadows Lengthen, last year's winner of the race, comes here fresh this time after a break of 196 days. You know, when he was successful last year, he had a run under his belt at the first Weatherby meeting in the middle of October. So will he be as effective coming fresh here? And he's only £2 higher than his success last year. So that's a little off-putting. And Pumped Up Kicks, you know, Dan Skelton, when you read some of his comments after he won at Warwick, you know, he states that good ground is very important to him. So the rain that has arrived over the last few days could definitely be against Pumped Up Kick. So, you know, keep coming back to Theatre Guide here, Mark. A horse that goes well fresh for Colin Tizard. Paddy Brennan booked. I think he could take plenty of beating.
Theatre Guide, the selection then in the 215 at Weatherby. Staying at Weatherby for their 250 next, this one is a listed juvenile hurdle. And we probably should start here with Liam Cavallo, Craig, who's 4 from 4 over hurdles so far.
Yeah, he's one of the horses representing John Ferguson, Mark, that maybe certainly hadn't achieved anywhere near as much on the flat as most of his hurdlers. He was only 68 rated on the level, but he's a horse that has really improved since he's been sent over hurdles. He's electric over his hurdles, and he's done well so far, winning 4 juvenile hurdles. He's already got an official mark of 140. We know the handicapper can overreact a little with juvenile hurdlers, but he looks to have earned that mark of 140. And he comes here definitely the one to beat. But there's a couple of big dangers. Alan King's horse, who was disqualified at Chepstow, I thought that was very, very harsh. You know, he took to hurdles like a duck to water, really. He was another exciting recruit, jumped very quick and accurate at his hurdles. He'll be a big player. But I do like R. Thomas. I think he's a real scopey sort. He won despite everything going wrong for him on his hurdling debut at Weatherby. There was no pace on. He was keen. You know, he came there and he took a while to get on top of the Lampo Genie. But I thought he won with an awful lot in hand and was value for more than the official winning distance. I think he deserves his chance in this kind of company. And I think he's a juvenile hurdler to follow for this year. And I certainly see no reason why we should be deserting him on Friday. So our Thomas could win this year's renewal of the Wensleydale Juvenile Hurdle.
Our Thomas, then, the selection in that one for Craig. And back to Newmarket for their 310. This one is a Class 3 handicap over 2 miles. 17 runners here as well, Craig. So nice, easy puzzle to finish with.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of outstanding candidates here, though, Mark, that head the weights. Last year's winner, Right Terrain, comes here after an OK effort in the Cesaro, which, you know, finished 11th on that occasion. And isn't badly handicapped on a mark of 87. So he's a big player. And Hidden Justice, who ran really well at York. He did battle with Gleaser Devil from some way out. The two horses had it between them from a good 2 furlongs from home. He just lost out to Gleaser Devil on that occasion. And he's gone up £5, which is never a nice turnaround for a close defeat. But one thing that Hidden Justice does need is soft ground. So with wet conditions at Newmarket, I think he'll run a big race on Friday. So I'm going to stick with Hidden Justice to go one better than he did at York.
Hidden Justice, then the selection for Craig in the 310 at Newmarket. As usual, let's just have a little bit of a summary, Craig, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Starting off at Newmarket in the 125, Priceless for Clive Cox. In the 215 at Weatherby, Theatre Guide for Colin Tizard. In the 250 at Weatherby, R. Thomas to win the Wensleydale Hurdle. And finally, in the 310 at Newmarket, Hidden Justice for Team Quinn.
Superb. Good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:15 p.m. with Darren Owen, James Millman and Sean Quinn in the studio. We've got these two meetings, Weatherby and Newmarket, accompanied by Jumping At You Toxeter on Friday afternoon. Wolverhampton and Dundalk play host to the usual Friday evening fair on these shores. And we also have the first instalment from the Breeders' Cup in Keeneland. Four grade ones to look forward to there with the Juvenile Turf, the Dirt Mile, the Fillies Turf and the Distaff all live on Racing Radio as well. If you want to hear some previews for the Breeders' Cup as well, check out Alistair Whitehouse Jones podcast. It's on news.williamhill.com and the Audio Boom William Hill page as well. He goes through the trends and form in the four races on Friday night and all of the good stuff on Saturday as well, so well worth a listen. Right now though, thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.